A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his head on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice, the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
May his name be blessed forever, as long as the sun his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and fullness of peace forever.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus. And with one accord, you may, with one peace, glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, and so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When one takes into consideration the fact that there had not been a prophet present to the chosen people of God for over 200 years, To have this person suddenly appearing and preaching in a manner reminiscent in truth in the very spirit of the prophet Elijah, and also appearing clad in clothing that mirrored that of the great prophet Elijah, we can understand how the people were streaming towards him in the wilderness, in the desert region by the shore of the River Jordan. This is significant on so many levels because the prophecy of the advent of the Messiah was going to be heralded, it is prophesied, especially through the prophet Micah, that he would be preceded by Elijah. Well, of course, the last time Elijah was seen on earth was by the shore of the River Jordan when he was taken up into the fiery chariot. Remember, his successor, Elisha, was begging him to stay or take me with you, but if I have to stay, then I ask you and beg you, give me a double portion of your spirit. Elijah said, what you ask of me is not an easy request. However, if you bear witness to me at my departure, it shall be granted to you. Well, from that point forward, Elisha glued, he stuck to Elijah like his shadow. And as he was taken up, the mantle of Elijah fell to Elisha, who would be the prophet in the double spirit of Elijah to continue the work of God's salvation, as it has been presented to us today in the beautiful prophetic word of the prophet Isaiah. But when John appears as he does, this was in itself cause for excitement amongst the people, and rightly so. And John's message was quite simple and direct, no frills, no thrills. Repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The people coming to him were confessing their sins. When we hear the call to repent, it's a call to go beyond the mind that you have, change your thinking, and with that, your behavior. Order yourselves aright, for this is the time. And it wasn't to be understood as a location. The kingdom was not a reality of a location, but it was a pronouncement of the coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this king would rule, as we know from the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. His rule is a rule of love, of mercy and justice. So how beautiful it is to hear him being described by the prophet Isaiah as being clothed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if you were listening to how Isaiah lists the gifts of the Holy Spirit, one was left out, that of piety. But not to worry, St. Paul in his 15th chapter of his letter to the Romans presents us with the essence of what piety is. Piety, a reverential regard for Almighty God as our Father in relationship to us, his beloved sons and daughters. But every other one of those gifts of the Holy Spirit would be the very essence of the Messiah, the anointed of the Lord. Jesus is the one who would come and impart this Spirit to those who are prepared and open to his rule. Recall when John the Baptist was still in the womb of his mother Elizabeth at the moment of the visitation, we're told that the child leapt for joy for Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit. Therein, he was sanctified from the womb with the gift of the Spirit that he would be able to adequately and effectively fulfill his role and mission. So everything we see presented in Matthew's gospel, and of course Matthew purposefully makes it a point to highlight how Jesus and all of the events promised, foretold from the ages, from the past, are all perfectly fulfilled and completely realized in the person of Jesus the Christ. But as we hear this word today, And with all of that background, what are we to do? How are we to measure to what extent we have, first of all, accepted this promised King, this promised Messiah, this Savior of not only the chosen of God in Israel, but the whole world? Well, I believe the key is in the fact that he's clothed with the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, piety, courage, fear of the Lord. What happens when one allows that Spirit of God to take hold and to guide and govern them as he wills? We produce the fruits of the Spirit. There are 12. If you want to look over those and use them as a means of discerning to what extent you and I are making progress in this life of this new creation, go to the letter of St. Paul, to the Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. You will see them listed. A few of them are joy, peace, patience, gentleness, generosity, self-control, or just a few of them. But it's for us to also think and ponder. In what disposition are we? What mindset am I operating with? Why was it that John the Baptist says, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? If you truly are repentant, let me see the fruits." The Sadducees and Pharisees, you know how shocking, how startling a word that must have been for the people to hear John the Baptist speak to them like that. Remember, they were the exemplars of the community, at least in external appearance. They were supposed to be the ones who sat in the position of authority once occupied by Moses to teach the people, not only by word, but by their example. But here's John the Baptist exposing them and saying, don't think because you are a descendant of Abraham that that's going to be sufficient, that that's going to gain you entry. Not at all. Show the works. Show the fruits. And so it is for us to hear this word which says, for us who are baptized, for us who have received all of the sacraments of initiation, it's not enough. It's good, but it's not enough. Are we actively participating in this ongoing work with the help of God to produce the fruitfulness that will allow this kingdom to truly come to full stature? Yes, it's true. We still listen to words of the prophet Isaiah on this mountain: all ruin and violence will be done away with. Can you imagine a world like that? We long for one. But as we look at the events that surround us in our day-to-day lives, it seems like a dream of somebody who's fantasizing or something that is never to come. But we are to be a people who are absolutely fortified anew in our faith and hope that the same God that realized his promise to bring his anointed in the fullness of time is going to also hold faithful to the reality of Jesus' second coming in glory. But in this in-between time, he continues to come to us for good reason in the mystery of liturgy. What in your heart, what in my heart needs to be attended to? Because the wilderness is not just a desert in a geographical location on the face of this earth, but we also must consider, where are the barren areas of my heart? Where have I lost my zeal? Have I lost touch with my first love? God is our first love. This is the time. Set your heart on the higher things that come from the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Enter the sacrament of reconciliation. Allow Jesus to restore you as that child, as that daughter that is desired, that the Lord desires to render justice unto, not the justice of a so-called justice system of the world, which we could speak on that another time, But this type of justice is a justice in which one is granted what they're due, not for punishment, but in light of their identity as the child of God, with the dignity of the living God welling in their heart, permeating their whole being. This is what God wants for us. Let us take seriously this time, this opportunity. For who wants to regret not availing themselves of such an opportunity come Christmas, and we hear and see anew the mystery of the Word incarnate in the fullness of time, when there's so much cause for joy and also the realization of the hope that His peace and justice indeed can rule and will in time and, of course, eternity. God love you.